This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Dan from Fun Kids with YouTuber and now proper pop star, Samantha Harvey. How
are
you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Apart from, I spilled some water on my trousers earlier on. Not the best start to an interview we've ever had, but I think we can move past
it. I didn't notice it. You're fine.
Yeah, so it's been a busy couple of years for you, right?
You
uploaded your first cover onto YouTube in, what, 2015?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
And you've got your debut single. It's out right now, Forgive Forget. Tell me about some of the highlights that you've had in the last couple of years.
So my highlights have been meeting my management, who literally turned it all around for me. Went to LA, which is, you know, one of my dreams that I've always wanted to go there. Then recording my single and then being able to release it and do my own headline show, working with YouTube because they're so supportive, also with Facebook. Obviously Facebook have been great too. Just everything, it's all so surreal to think back now and see how far I've come over 2 years. I just think whatever you can dream, you know, you can do it. You just need to stick with it and have some patience.
And where did it start? Because hundreds of thousands of people upload music covers onto YouTube every day. What made yours kind of stand out from the pile? And you've got your first show, headline show next week. You've got your first single out. What made you kind of unique from the rest?
I think maybe because I sat on the bathroom floor, people clicked on the video and thought, why is she sitting on the floor or in the bath? Sometimes I did it sitting in the bath, obviously fully clothed. And people thought, why is she sitting in the bath like that, singing a song? People just clicked on it and then obviously listened to my voice and liked it, thankfully, and just shared it. And it went from there, which is crazy. And now I've been able to progress and be able to do it through a proper microphone and sit in my lounge and turn it into like a little mini studio. So it's been great.
And you've gone full on pop star now, what with the first single going to LA.
I know.
Tell me about that.
So we went to LA with mind of doing a few different original songs. And then once I'd recorded this one, we listened back to it and we were like, this is the one. We need to go forward with this one. This one's a single. And yeah, it's gone from there. It's gone crazy. We hit number 4 in the iTunes chart, went to number 4 in Ireland, and it charted in America and Australia. So yeah, it's just been phenomenal.
And I know you're a fan of being a songwriter, you know, writing your own music. Was recording stuff that you've done in LA kind of everything you dreamed it would be when you sat down there with the guitar to make things?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It is like a dream come true. From being a cleaner and doing weddings on the weekends to now this being my full time and going and doing a show next week to 500 people and thinking that they're all travelling to come and see me and they've bought tickets, it's a dream come true.
Tell me about the actual song. So it's Forgive Forget.
Yeah.
When did you write it? How did it come to be? What's it about?
It's about a previous relationship, and it's just really trying to teach people that through scenarios you need to learn to forgive people, as hard as it is, but you can never forget it and it's always going to be in your memory. But you need to move forward and be positive and carry on with going forward. Forgive and forget.
And you started out, six months ago now you were still cleaning, is that right?
Yeah, I was cleaning at Christmas and then made the decision that I needed to give up because I was slowly getting rid of the houses and saying, you know, I need to focus more on the singing. Then it got to the point where I was doing 2 or 3 in the end from 14. And I thought, you know what, I just need to put all of my time into singing, and it's luckily worked.
Now, I know you've given it up now, right?
Mm.
And I know I don't want to take you down as a pop star or anything, but I am a terrible cleaner, okay? And I've even done it as a job myself. So,
really?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, when I say I did the cleaning as a job, I was employed to do the cleaning, but then I'd go to the toilet and like look at my phone the whole time.
Yeah, so, it is hard. You have to have self-control.
So give me a top tip, please, because I can't clean up after myself, let alone for other people. Mm. And then I'll let you get on with actually being a pop star.
What do you want a top tip on?
Being a cleaning. Just your top tip for letting me clean up after myself and clean my room.
So you just need to put your phone down, put some music on. I would probably hide your phone away or get somebody else to hide it for you, because it is a massive distraction. I had to stop myself when I was cleaning houses of like, oh, I got a text, let's quickly see what that is. But I only had 3 hours to clean like a 6-bed house, so I would have to just crack on and get it done. So for you, put your phone away, just crack on and get it done. And afterwards, you feel so much better about it. When your bedroom's clean, I feel like you have such a better sleep. when it's all tidy and you've got no clothes on the floor. I'm not the tidiest of people, but I do try and keep it tidy as much as possible.
Now, I was watching one of your videos the other day. I think it might have been your cover of your single, actually.
Yes, yeah.
And up until the very last minute before you open your mouth, you're like writing an essay or something on your laptop. And on all of your videos, you're like writing an essay until the very moment that you start singing. What are you possibly doing?
Well, I have the words up on the screen, to be honest. Not for my own single. But I also, if I'm going to say something before, like, hi guys, this is my video, I make sure that I write it on my laptop so I know exactly what I'm going to say. But yeah, I normally just have the words up, which people don't realise. And then I just glance back at the words because I can't remember every word for every song.
Right, so I was thinking, you're a singer, you're going like... Fingers crossed we're hitting the big time.
Yeah.
I think we need to know Samantha Harvey as a person with some questions that maybe we wouldn't know.
Let's go for it.
Just like being invited into your house, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, where and when and with whom did you go on your favourite ever holiday?
I went to Portugal with my family, and that was 2 years ago. We went to an amazing villa. And we just got to spend some real quality time together with my little niece and nephews, which are really cute.
And what was your favourite lesson and your worst lesson at school?
My favourite was probably English, because I was quite good at English. And my worst was maths. I was terrible. I never had a proper teacher in maths. It was always a support teacher, and it just wasn't good working out with textbooks all the time.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog.
It's Wimbledon week right now. Are you any good at tennis?
Better at badminton.
What's your favourite? Badminton?
Yeah, I love it.
There we go. Who's your favourite other YouTube channel that you watch?
I watch a girl called Saffron Barker.
What does she do?
She does all sorts. She does like makeup, she does hauls, she does loads of people listening to this radio will definitely know who she is. She's amazing. I think she's only 18, but she's smashing it already, and she's only 18. She's got a massive YouTube channel.
What's the favourite cover that you've done on your channel?
My favourite cover is probably James Arthur's Say You Won't Let Go.
What was the first thing you did this morning when you got up?
I got up this morning, I always check my phone in the morning to see what's going on, and then I went and had cereal with my mum and dad.
What is your favourite thing to do on a nice hot sunny day?
Well, we've just bought a massive blow up paddling pool for the garden, so we all jump in there even though it's absolutely freezing, and chill out in there. And then I'm still working away though, probably with my phone in the pool, which isn't a great idea.
I'm loving the idea that someone who's got their very first headline show next week is spending her time now in like a depressingly freezing cold paddling pool like the rest of us.
And it takes her half an hour to get into it because it's so cold.
Yeah, you have to inch yourself in, don't you?
You
have to inch yourself
do.
Lower.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Samantha Harvey, thanks for being on Fun Kids. The song Forget, it's out right now. And you're playing...
It's the O2 Islington Academy in London.
On Thursday the 13th.
It is, yes.
Well, good luck with it. Thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.